What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, This is Why She is Why Palestinians Are Getting Punished. So I'm back here in America, unfortunately, but I'm going to be here short term until I go back to Colombia, get the restaurant going. The reason why I had to come back to America is that every year, you get 90 days visa-free travel to Colombia as an American. And on the first of the month, it resets. I mean, the first of the year, which obviously is January, it resets. So if you are still in Colombia, and I don't think it resets if you're still in Colombia on January 1st. Now, I've been in Colombia probably 40 days this year, meaning I have like almost 2 months left. But you know, if I stay in Colombia until, you know, early next year, that's gonna be 3 weeks of not doing anything, because Colombians are on, you know, vacation. It's Christmas holiday. They're gonna be dancing and singing and just having a good old time until, you know, maybe January 6th January 7th. So, you know, I'll spend 3 weeks not doing anything in Colombia at all. And that's going to make my 40-day visa, my 40-day visa free. It's going to be 60 out of 90 days. So it's better for me to come to America, spend 3 weeks here, and then go back to Colombia beginning of January and get a full 90 days over there, where I can work on the restaurant. I also spoke to a lawyer over there. She told me that she can get me a business visa, which is a temporary visa, because I actually have business in Colombia now. She's like, I can get you a visa, business visa, that's gonna allow you to stay in the country longer, and it's also gonna allow you to go out and get a Colombian bank account, Colombian ID, which is great, except it's gonna cost me like $600, you know, $300 for the lawyer and $300 for the lawyer to make it happen. So no need to spend the money right now. Once I see the restaurant is doing well and all that good stuff, maybe I'll get the Colombian visa, or maybe I'll just go to Ukraine and do something over in Ukraine. But realistically speaking, guys, I'm probably not gonna do anything in Ukraine anytime soon, because the most important thing for me is finding a trusted source. That's really the most important thing for me. It's is a trust. Anyways, going back to the point of this video, which is she is why that Palestinians are getting punished. You Muslim sillies out there watching this motherfucker, what's happening in Palestine, Syria, you know, Bilad al-Sham, this is not a test from God, dudes, okay? When you are getting turned out of your house, when the enemy is just having their way with you, this is not a trial. This is punishment, okay? God damn it! I have a... And it's my fault. I should have put something in them. You know, I have boxes. I'm selling, like, junk food, you know? Because here at the warehouse, a lot of workers, you know, they're into Red Bull, they're into Honey Bun, they're into fucking Twinkies over there, or whatever the hell it is. What the hell is this thing behind me? I know what they are. They are, shit. It's that strawberry thing. I forgot the name of it, you know. It's super unhealthy, but it's so fucking tasty. It's that strawberry thing. Maybe you guys can see the name of it in the video when you play it back. I know it's right behind me. I just forgot the name of it. So I got that, cookies, Gatorade, Red Bull, all sorts of unhealthy junk food. You know, that way people in the warehouse who just want to be like, hey man, what do you have? I gotta get back on the road, man. Can you give me like a bag of chips and a Gatorade or some dumb shit like that? So I had the boxes outside. Obviously, the boxes are empty. It's kind of windy, so they all fill. That's why I said, damn it. But you know what? This late at night, ain't nobody coming, so I'm not gonna worry about it. I'll put some weights in them later on, that way they don't get blown away like they did right now. But let's go back into the video. She is why the Palestinians are getting punished, and it's not a test. I've said this before, and I'm going to say this again. when the Muslim imam does the prayer at the end of the Friday prayer, and he's like, God, avail the Palestinians, the Syrians. I don't associate with that. And the reason behind it is that these people are getting punished. This is not a test. This is punishment. And I'm going to tell you why. So as you guys know, I obviously own a food truck here in Florida. This is where I'm at right now. And we had this Palestinian girl. She came to the truck a couple of weeks ago before I left to Colombia. She was a total sharmuta. Not only was she a sharmuta, she was a mud shark. You know, for those of you who don't know, a mud shark is a non-black woman who exclusively goes out with a black man. And there's really nothing wrong with going out with black men, but when you go out with Pookie and Ray Ray, you know, these degenerate type of black men, that's a fucking problem. So this Palestinian girl, you know, she was dressed like a whore, like some sort of ghetto white bitch. That's what she was dressed at. You know, she had the hoop earrings, she had the long nails. You know, she pretty much had a midriff. You know, it's like she was a total fucking sharmuta, dude. And she was out with a Pookie over here. And this is why God is punishing the Palestinians. Because the way she was dressed and the fact that she was going out with Pookie and Ray Ray, that's her way of saying, fuck you to Muhammad, fuck you to Allah. A lot of you guys out there, you gotta understand this and understand this really good. Vast majority of Arabs, they hate Allah, they hate Muhammad. In fact, I was listening to the Quran, and God in the Quran says the worst people on the planet are the Arabs, okay? So even though the Islamic religion went exclusively to the Arabs, yet they are the worst people on the planet. God hates Arab. The Prophet Muhammad, he wanted Islam to spread throughout the world. That way they can move on from Arabs. Because at the end of the day, guys, Arabs hate Allah. Arabs hate Muhammad. And this is why they're getting punished. Right now, the Arabian Peninsula, like the Arab countries, Saudi, Qatar, Kuwait, you know, they're in bed with Israel and Mossad and CIA and America. You know, they're super happy that they got rid of Assad. You know, Assad did the smart thing and he's like, fuck these niggers, I'm out like trout. And Armageddon is gonna begin soon, guys. I mean, this is not a conspiracy theory. I know a lot of Muslims like to cope and say, oh, well, you know, the Milhama, it's probably gonna happen 1,000 years from now. No, dude, like, if you read the Quran, if you read the Hadith, every sign is there, okay? The Jews did not return to the Holy Land for 2,000 years. Who brought the Jews back to the Holy Land? Gog and Magog, yeah, Jews. We met Jews, okay? These Ashkenazis, they are Jews and Majus, okay? This is the end time. Well, this is not end time, like the end of human history, end of the human race. No. That probably will happen, you know, I don't care. It's going to be long after I'm dead, okay? So right now, it's going to be known as Akhir Zaman, end of history. When Jesus comes back, that's when we're going to know for sure. See, you guys gotta understand, this is why you Muslims out there are getting punished, you know? The Jews have the wrath of God because they listen to their rabbis over God and his prophet. The Christians are dull, lean, they're misguided because, you know, they have 400 plus versions of Christianity. But you Muslims out there, what's your excuse, right? God in the Quran said, I have perfected your religion. That's it. There is no need for God to send prophets and religion. That's it. Islam is perfect. The Quran is undoubtable. So what is your excuse as a Muslim woman to be dressed like a sharmuta and going out as a Pookie? There, you have no excuse. You're doing it because you hate Allah. You hate Muhammad. That's all there is to it, guys, okay? What's happened, like, a lot of Arabs right now, they're happy that Mossad and ISIS, Mossad and CIA, through using ISIS and Al-Qaeda, which are CIA operations, they're very happy that Assad is gone, and now that they have... I mean, like, the leader of fucking ISIS came out and said, I'm pro-Mossad, I'm pro-CIA, I love Israel. It's like, if this is not... At this point, guys, I mean, look, I get it. Arabs are low IQ, and they're not a bright people. I get that. But at this point, where you are openly cheering for CIA and Mossad... there is nothing other I can say about you other than you hate Allah, you hate Muhammad. So, you Muslims out there watching this, please don't go back to the Arab world. Please don't. Islam tells us that there's a big war that's gonna happen and 99 out of 100 are gonna die. This is a nuclear war. A nuclear war will happen in the Middle East. Get that through your motherfucking minds, dude. A nuclear war will happen in the Middle East. That nuclear war is going to exterminate the Arabs, which should definitely happen. And at the same time, it's gonna collapse America. I was speaking with a Muslim today at Friday prayers, and he told me that what Bashar al-Assad did is actually a tactical retreat. It's not him surrendering, it's a tactical retreat. Because now the Jews and the Americans are going to get so arrogant that they're winning, that they're going to rush into Syria, and that's when the big war is going to happen. Listen, there are two things I know that are going to happen when the big war happens. The Jews will be exterminated, and the women are going to lose their right. The question is, who is going to take away women's rights, and who's going to exterminate the Jews? And when I say Jews, I'm not talking about Shlomo, who minds his own business and reads the Torah, okay? I'm talking about Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, you know, the people who are really responsible for everything wrong and bad. And when I say women take away their rights, I'm not talking about having a woman marry a curry cell or worse, a kiwi cell. But this video is not about tranny faggots who suck dick at the local truck stop in Brisbane, Australia. But what I'm trying to tell you guys is that this current world order will come to an end, and somebody will have to lead from the ashes. This is why I'm creating the MGTOW party, because eventually one of us out there has to lead the survivors of all this. Somebody has to lead them to victory. Like TFM said, somebody, not me. Well, who's that somebody? That somebody's gotta be me. You know, somebody's gonna step up to the plate. I know Coach Mitchell ain't gonna do it. Unless, of course, he's gonna lead a bunch of truck drivers to the glory hole. But, you know, that's for another video. But at the end of the day, guys, you guys out there gotta understand and look at my teeth. Ooh. They're the Uber order. What do these people want? Egyptian pizza, lamb shawarma, chicken platter. Yeah, I can do that. You know what? It's due in 18 minutes, but I'll make it due. I can do this in like, I got the chicken, I got everything ready. I can do this order in like less than 10 minutes. Okay. I'm just giving myself an extra 13 minute window to close out this video for you guys. So yeah, lamb shawarma, I got that. Egyptian pizza, I got that. Chicken shawarma platter, I got that. I'll be done with this order, God willing, in less than 10 minutes. And I got like a 20 minute window. So, somebody, not me, has to lead us. So, Might as well be me or maybe you, but definitely not Coach Pitchbell. Unless, of course, you all want to be led to the glory hole, in which case, you know, that's a you problem. So, the Palestinians are getting punished, guys, and you guys out there have to ask yourself this question, okay? This Sharmuta who's here a couple of weeks ago with fucking Pookie and Ray Ray, what's better for that girl? Because trust and believe, there are millions of Muslim women like her, okay? What's better for that Muslim Sharmuta? Is it better for her, as a four-year-old in Palestine, to get shot in the head by Israeli soldiers and die as a martyr and go to heaven? Or is it better for her to come here to America, aka Sodom and Gomorrah, and live a hedonistic lifestyle, get dicked down by Pookie and Ray Ray, and end up going to Jahannam for being a dirty, dirty Sharmuta? What is better? Obviously, in the long run, getting shot in the head by an Israeli soldier as a four-year-old kid is better than living a hedonistic lifestyle and going to the hellfire. Islam tells us the end is better than the beginning, okay? Like, yeah, we can have good things in this world, but the akhira, the end, the hereafter, is the most important thing. So, this is why you're gonna see, this is why you are already seeing a lot of young Muslims, like kids, getting murdered. You know, a lot of people say, oh, this is bad, we gotta stop it. No. I say, kill as many Muslim children as you can. Let me say that one more time. Kill as many Muslim children as you can. In fact, kill as many children as you can. Because the thing you guys need to understand is that children who have not yet had puberty, they don't have an account with God. And because they don't have an account with God, that means there is no hell for them. It's only heaven. So yeah, the more dead young kids, I know for us it's like, oh my God, this is a tragedy. But what's the alternative? You know, this is why I'm a big fan of abortion. Because all these young kids are getting like fucking murdered by their mother. I mean, think about it, dudes. If a dirty, dirty Sharmuta did not abort a kid, that kid is probably going to end up going to the hellfire, okay? And he's probably going to take down innocent people with him as well. So again, I ask you, is it better for a kid to be exterminated and go to heaven? Or is it better for that kid to grow up and be a terrorist, criminal, Sharmuta, you know, and end up going to the hellfire, okay? And for you Muslims out there, are going to be like, oh, Amr, that's a little bit too black pill for me. Let's go to the story of Moses and Al-Khidr. Now, for those of you who don't know, this is found in Surat Al-Kahf, the story of the cave, okay? The story of the cave is very, very important because it has a lot of foreshadowing for what's going to happen. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad said, if you memorize by heart the first 10 verses of Surat Al-Kahf, you're going to be protected from the antics of the Dajjal, aka the Antichrist. Reason I'm looking out, guys, I saw a car go by, maybe the customer is going to come, but there's people who live on the other side of this place, so if they don't show up within like 2 minutes of passing by, that means they have gone somewhere else. So the first 10 verses of Surat Al-Kahf, I've memorized that, and I'm going to recite it to you right now. Alhamdulillah, الذي انزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا كيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه وبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا وينزل الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا وما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمات تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا فلعلك بإخوان نفسك عاش نفسك على آثارهم من لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث آسفا إن جعلنا مع الأرض الذين تلاها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا وإن جعلوا إن جعلنا مع أرض زنت لحل نمدح مثلا عملا ونجعلونا معايها سعيدا جرزا. أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والركيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا إذ آوى فتيت إلى الكهف فقال ربنا أتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. Alright, so if you guys read the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, and I think I'll be making a, I think I already made a video about the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, but I'll be doing it again. If you guys read the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, this is God telling us exactly what's going to happen today, and this is God telling us that MGTOW is the only way for young men. Okay, so read the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf and you'll see that MGTOW actually was prophetized by Islam. I got like 17 more minutes, so in 7 minutes I'll wrap up this video. So Prophet Moses, he got a little bit too cocky and he thought that he was the smartest man on the face of the planet because he was the prophet of God. And that's when God told him, hey, there's another one of our slaves who actually has more knowledge than you. Why don't you go meet him? And Prophet Moses met this prophet. They call him Al-Khidr, which means Mr. Green, because Moses found him on a green patch in the middle of the Sinai Peninsula, which obviously is all desert. So as you Muslims should know, Mr. Green, aka Al-Khidr, he did 3 things that Moses was totally against, but because Moses did not have the knowledge, he was like, this is like preposterous. And one of the 3 things that Al-Khidr did is that he murdered a young child, and that's when Moses was like, oh my God, I can't believe you murdered a child. What type of a man are you? You just murdered an innocent child. And this is when Al-Khidr told him, hey, I know what you know not, and that kid is gonna grow up, he's gonna be a tyrant, he's gonna go to hell, and he's gonna take his parents with him. So I saved his parents from the hellfire by murdering him. And when you murder a child, because again, that child does not have a account with God, they get a free pass to Jannah. So you Muslims out there gotta understand, dudes, like, genocide is good, especially for kids. I don't care what y'all gonna say. I don't care. For kids in a wicked world, genocide is a good thing. And for people in general, genocide, ethnic cleansing, whatever the fuck you all wanna call it, that's a good thing too. Because here's the thing, dudes. The Prophet Muhammad said, when evil becomes greater than good, a lot of people are gonna perish. And he was asked, well, the people who are gonna perish because of evil, well, what happens if they're good people? Are they gonna go to the hellfire too? The Prophet Muhammad said, Allah will judge on the back end. So just because you are getting punished and murdered and killed and raped doesn't necessarily mean that you're gonna go to the hellfire, because Islam tells us bad things that happen to you are an expiation of sins, you know. So let's say something really bad happens to you, well, that really bad thing, like getting attacked by a shark, for example, you know, getting attacked by a shark is a horrible thing, but getting attacked by a shark might save you from going to the hellfire, you know. So this is why you guys out there watching this video, when you see horrible things happening, especially to children and innocent people, that's actually a good thing, because that's God's way of saying, hey, I am expiating your sins. I'm gonna make you go to heaven rather than hell. So yeah, it's horrible to see a 4-year-old kid get shot in the head, but that kid has heaven. Chances are, if that kid grew up, he's either gonna be a dirty, dirty sharmuta, like the girl I saw here a couple of weeks ago, or he's gonna be some sort of oppressive tyrant who does alcohol, shit like that, like the scumbag Saudis, okay, dude? So pick your poison, right? So yeah, for a lot of people out there, genocide, ethnic cleansing, murder, rape, just horrible, horrible things happening to them, it's better for them in the hereafter. And this is why a lot of you guys out there, you know, you guys gotta be careful that God doesn't come after you and be like, all right, dude, I'm gonna get you in a horrible car accident. I'm gonna have a shark attack you. You know, that way I get to expiate your sins, you know. Listen, we all have sins. Just don't make those sins get really bad. You know, that way God doesn't have to punish you big times in this world, you know. So, at the end of the day, guys, I want you to understand this and understand this really good. I still got, well, I got like 12 minutes left. It's going to take me like 10 minutes to do the pizza because I have to do it in the oven here behind me. So, in like 2 minutes, and probably the Uber driver is probably going to show up early, knowing the Uber driver. This late at night, nobody's on the road, so he's probably going to show up early. So I'm going to finish this up in less than 2 minutes. And I'm pretty much done with this video. So what I was going to tell you, by the way, guys, have you guys noticed that this is sticking out like a little, like a wing? That's because I ran out of the stuff the black people use to slick their hair and make it stick. You know what? I'm probably going to go to Walmart. After I'm done with this order, God willing, I'm probably going to go to Walmart. I got to pick up a few things for this truck. So anyways, guys, I got to like a minute to end this video. So getting to the final end of this video, guys, is that what's happening in Balad al-Sham, it's punishment. The Syrians are going to get punished so bad. So bad. Like the Syrians are dancing in the street because they got rid of Assad. And look, dudes, Gaddafi, Assad, Saddam. At the end of the day, you guys gotta understand this and understand this really good. Arabs are scum, okay? Arabs need a strong man. Take away a strong, look at Libya. Libya went from the best country in Africa to like down there with fucking Zimbabwe. Iraq was actually a pretty damn decent country. Now look at Iraq. One of the, it's like war turn, okay? Syria, so God, guys. I mean, I honestly feel, even though the Syrian people deserve it, I really feel sorry for the Syrian people, because what's gonna happen to Syria, guys, it's gonna be really bad. But again, at the end of the day, the average Ahmed, they hate Allah, they hate Muhammad. They brought this onto themselves. So you guys out there watching this video, be unlike the Arabs, okay? This is why Latin America is spared from all this global turmoil. Because, yeah, sure, Latin Americans might be cartel, prostitutes, you know, some tranny faggots down there, you know. But they don't suck dick at the local truck stop like somebody we know in Australia. But at the end of the day, Latin people, for the most part, they love God and they love his prophet. And that's good enough for God to say, all right, dudes, I'm going to spare you from the evil to come. So long story short, dudes, if you're watching this video, Latin America might be the way to go for you. I know a lot of you guys out there are telling me, oh, man, Latin America, dudes, we're gringos. They're going to scam us. They're going to take advantage of us. Yeah, that's a possibility. But would you rather be taken advantage of, like, you know, somebody sell it, like, for example, let's say this rock star drink is fucking 3 pesos and they sell it to you for 5 pesos because you're a gringo. Would you rather, you know, be out 50 cents or would you rather be fucking somewhere in the Middle East getting blown up, right? For, you know, or in Europe where they have terrorists running all over the place, you know. So at the end of the day, pick your poison, right? Do you want to be, you know, ripped off and taken advantage of in Latin America, but don't have to worry about bombs and nuclear bombs and fucking famine? Or would you rather be, you know, somewhere in, even if you go to, or you know, in Europe, you know, they're probably not going to rip you off in Europe. I mean, the Arabs definitely will, the Muslims definitely will. But at the end of the day, you guys out there watching this video, you gotta come to the conclusion that, and you know, Uruguay is probably the best country to be at, because Uruguay is such a nameless country in the middle of Latin America. It's surrounded by mountains. Like, honestly, guys, I would look at Uruguay. It's a country in the mountains, sparse population. The people there are not, you know, they don't have fucking black Africans or Afro-Colombians, they don't. So I would look at Uruguay. Honestly, I'd probably go to Uruguay eventually just to take a look at it. Because at the end of the day, you guys got to understand this and understand this really good. Latin America, it's mainly mountainous, shit like that. It's really hard for nuclear bombs to, like, fucking, you know, destroy, level a place because of the mountains. Not to mention that, you know, you are you going to send soldiers in there to fight, shit like that. So at the end of the day, from a geographic perspective, like, Latin America is probably the best place in the world for you. And again, you know, Mexico, Colombia, they're probably going to take advantage of you as a gringo. But again, pick your poison, dudes. Would you rather be, you know, out 50 cents on a Rockstar drink, or would you rather be blown up in the Middle East or in Europe? You know, worst case scenario, you start using your brain, dudes. Now, for me, I'd much rather be ripped off in Colombia than fucking getting drafted here in America to go fight for dirty, dirty Jews, which exactly is what Trump is gonna do. All right, guys, I got 7 minutes left. I gotta start working on this order. All right, guys, I'll see you in the next video. Peace.